I might do it again, just so that way.
Margaret.
I mean, they're coming, is that why you tell them all that?
So no one else has heard of it, but I'm talking about it many times. So it doesn't feel very happy in the relationship, and I'm not really totally ready to be done with the parent situation. And I'm 100 ounce silver bar.
Oh, that guy.
Yeah.
Well, folks, thank you for listening to this week's Weekly Freedom Hour. You will not see me right now because I'm calling from a different location. There to answer your questions about the topic of tonight's Freedom Hour or any other topic that you guys may be interested about freeing yourself of virus deception, robbery and slavery, restoring freedom, restore your family, okay? To freedom that deserves to have prosperity, peace, and confidence. And, you know, folks, it's all about loving the truth, and the truth shall setting us free. So I'm going to take your questions one person at a time. The first call will be area code 860 caller. And as you guys let people know, let me know that you have a question, we'll add you to a list of callers. The number to call is 657-383-1755, and then you push 1 on your telephone keypad. That will let me know you have a question, and I will take your questions one person at a time. The number again is 657-383-1755. Press 1 on your telephone keypad. That will let me know you have a question, and I will take your call in order that call comes in. But before I go on, I just want to let everybody know that if you file for an extension to file at 1040 income tax confession trap form by April 15th and extended that date to October 15th, it's completely harmless. You have no legal duty to file and pay income tax unless you are a citizen or resident of Washington, D.C., or you're a federal employee or contractor, as you see in step one of our 7 steps to free yourself of IRS deception, robbery, and slavery. We show you the law on our videos, and that's step one from U.S. government's official legal website. Study that step one, folks. That is your first step to freedom. If you've not done that, you want to do that right away as soon as possible. Put your heart and mind at ease, okay? So with that having said, folks, if you have income from federal sources like being a veteran, but your other income, you don't have to file income tax for that at all, only on your federally collected income. You need to file the income tax. So I'm just only calling for that question. Always comes up. The deadline is October 16th, Monday now, because Sunday is a holiday. But regardless, you don't have to file the income tax unless you fit those very small categories of people that I mentioned. So with that, after area code 860 caller, we're going to go to the 727 area code caller. So a call from area code 727. Please give me your first name, your how you heard about us, and then your question, please. Are you there?
Can you hear me?
Speak up? Yeah, I can hear you now. Yes.
Okay. Hi, Savon. How are you?
I'm doing good. Thank you. I'm on the Reawaken America tour in Miami at the Trump Doral Hotel Resort. It's a wonderful place. And
nice.
We're going to be meeting a lot of wonderful freedom lovers out there, educate them how they don't have to voluntarily send money to the Department of Injustice, Federal Bureau, you know, corrupt FBI, CIA, all these agencies are enemies of the American people now. They can keep your money for your family, for you, and help restore freedom. So So what is your name again?
I go by Karen.
That's good, Bubba. You guys, you do not have to give me your real name. If for privacy, it's perfectly okay with me to give me a pseudonym. That's okay. I just, as long as I know, you know, who you are, what to call you, that's good enough for me.
Okay, great.
And how did you hear about us, Karen?
Just through a friend and, different sites online. I was familiar with your site a little bit. So, and I spoke to George from Spring Hill.
Okay, very good. And how may I help you?
Work situation. Been working for an owner of a company for 4 years, and she's, with no authority, withholding. It's been a battle, and for the past year and a half, she said, "Bring me a letter, and I'll stop." And so I even gave her a recording from an IRS agent stating she can't do that. The form is by the authority of the employer and the employee, and so she must follow the form. The directive is by the employee, and so she can't determine one's tax liability. She was given that recording. That wasn't good enough. I went to the IRS. They gave me a 3949A to turn in a criminal form. Then she said, "Well, bring me a letter and I'll stop." So then I finally got an attorney. The attorney sent her a cease and desist. "You have no authority to be doing this." And then just recently, a letter was sent by now her attorney saying, accusing of being a tax protester, that there was not a proper W-4 on file because I put without the United States, and I sign it by the name, all rights unalienable without prejudice. And so they're dictating and wanting no extra language under the penalty of perjury clause. So can they operate like that and deem one a tax protester and go ahead and just by plausible dive, just go ahead and pretend one's a tax protester and keep up at the highest rate withholding that's been happening for 4 years?
Did they send a locker letter? Is that what you mean, highest rate of withholding? Did the IRS send that to your employer? Okay, so here's the thing.
No, she doesn't have a locker letter.
Okay, so here's the thing. The term without the United States was error. Okay, unfortunately, you false some misinformation online, and which is not backed up by law. What Freedom Law School is different, Karen.
Okay.
On our W-4 form that we have, we fill out under duress exempt. We quote the law and attach the key laws right there to it. So you need to start new, start fresh. Give our W-4 exempt. That's on our website for free. You can download it, do it yourself, give it to them. Unfortunately, because you did this mistaken method, it's going to be more challenging because now you lost credibility with them in this issue. And it is what it is. But what you probably want to do at this situation, if you'd rather hire an attorney, join a Restore Freedom Plan, and we can help you with this process ourselves. I get involved if I have to, explain things better. And, even talk to the employer or their attorney if necessary, that all we want them to do is follow the law as published on U.S. government's official legal website. No more, no less. So you're sick of the situation, and I'm going to try to help you. You can do it on your own if you want to, but I'll be more chance of success if you get with us and we can get you out of this rape that's been unfortunately going on for a while.
Yeah, it has. But really, because I put without the United States, that's the deal breaker?
No, it's not that. I don't know what else you put on the form, so I need to see that. So I'm giving you some opinion based upon and here's the thing. No, it's more than that. Is it that, you see, it's not that it's without the United States. That's very vague. What does that mean? You're not telling them what that means. They don't get it. This is a different language.
Without the United States, because,
No, that's not the way. The thing is that you got to, with the way we do it, we explain it to them, these code sections that apply, and support case attached. You see, you're not giving them the copy of the law to read for themselves. When we attach to U.S. Supreme Court of Gould versus Gould that says there's no taxing by implication, and any doubts about it goes against the government, you can say it. But unless they read it with their own eyes, on print, on paper, government legal website, they say you're just a wacko. Everybody got called for an income tax. What makes you better, Karen? Oh, you must be a tax protester. You see, these people are brainwashed. We're all brainwashed. You know, you can't assume they're going to get with you. Just like they'll tell somebody out there that's been get all vaccines for the kids and themselves and flu shots every year. Got a corona jab. You tell them, don't take the jab. Why? Because it's a bioweapon. You're crazy extremists, anti-vaxxer. You gotta deprogram their brain first before you tell them stuff like that. So the way we do it, we educate them so they understand, wow, you're not making it up. This is the law. This is a Supreme Court decision attached. Okay?
Right. I did send a new email to the attorney last night, and I did include the backing, the Gould versus Gould, the Caminiti versus the United States, you know, all the 16 pages. But the main question or the issue I have is I don't like somebody controlling my signature. I don't want somebody telling me I can't write by before the name in All Rights Unalienable. And then the one form I did turn in was the copy of the W-4 you had on the site where it had the release of employer liability on the bottom, which I know she's going to have a problem with. They call that voiding the form because you added extra language. I call it, no, it's my right for free speech. Number two, I call it, I'm doing that for clarity. It's not voiding the form. So I did do that, but are you saying I can't restrict my endorsement and put by the name?
No, I'm not saying
because
that at
otherwise,
all. What I'm saying is you're dealing with brainwashed people. Your employer, you've got your paycheck, and he's brainwashed.
Right.
He thinks that he has to steal your money, and he has to force you to do it this way because the accountant tells him that. The accountant thinks that. He's just trying to protect his butt. He's just brainwashed. So I got to see what you got in writing first before I give you any further specific information. Any of you folks, if you have a question, up to 10 pages, document and paperwork that relates to your issue, you can U.S. mail, fax, or email it to Freedom Law School, and I will review it for you at no charge. But without seeing that paper, Karen, it's like calling the doctor on the phone. Doctor, my back hurts.
Yes.
My neck hurts. I saw a chiropractor. He made it worse. You know, I cannot fix it. What do I do? Yeah, on the phone, the doctor cannot fix a complex problem. Yours is one of those. Because I do not know exactly what you did I do? Because what you did was different than what I did. There's some commonalities, sure, but there's some differences. And again, you get one of the more difficult employers, unfortunately. So the combination of those two, I wish I could give you a guaranteed answer, fix it all. But I can't. And I'm not going to lie to you and pretend that I can. I need to see your paperwork and have more detailed discussion and come up with a custom thing that works. Okay? And who's your attorney, if you want to keep hiring him, then that's fine. You can do that. But you can pay me just like you pay him. So I can guide him, tell him how to handle it.
Right.
I don't know if you understand this stuff.
Because it's your paperwork, you know, the 16 pages of backing. So that's, you know, with all the case laws, the IRC code, you know, the directions on the W-4, that's all clear on that. It highlights all the case laws, the Supreme Court cases. So really the only thing, Payman, I need you to look at is the W-4. The only thing I had the question on is the
W-4. You're missing my point. Okay, look, here's the thing. I try to do things for everybody for free, and I want you to do it for free. But I'm going to be honest with you, Karen. There's no way I can control your employer's or his accountant or his lawyer's hands. I'm not a god. I cannot control these guys' fears. So, you know, I've never had a situation that if I get involved, I cannot help it. Most often, you don't have this problem. Most people do not have this problem like you do, but you got one of those one percenters. I'm sorry. But I got to be involved in the situation, see what's going on, see what they say. I'll tell you, I'll give you an example. One time, a guy had this problem, and we wrote the attorney email. The attorney wrote back and said, oh, wow, great, wonderful. Your paper looks great. But at the end, I'm going to tell my client he withhold income tax for your paycheck anyways. And I'm thinking, what? What are you talking about? You say we're doing great studies. You have refute anything we say about the law, yet you say that withhold to order to for your paycheck. So I tell the guy, look, I got to go over your the guy's attorney, the employee's attorney, and we wrote to him, a company owner. And we said, look, Mr. Owner of company, this guy is not doing his job. You're paying him, but not doing his work. He says our legal arguments are great, are wonderful. In fact, he can't in any way refute us that there should be no withholding from your paycheck, your W-4 form that we did properly, exempt, under duress with attachments is fine. So This guy, he'd either agree with us that we're right because he can't refute us, or get somebody else to actually go to the legal research and say, no, you are wrong about this law, and we're going to do otherwise because here you are wrong. Once I did that, and they got into the owner, we got on the phone with the company owner, explained things to him, and within a few days, he agreed and released the guy's paycheck. He said, but I have to get involved. I wish I could duplicate myself with my 30 years of experience, putting everyone in your pockets when you talk to these guys. But I cannot do that, can I?
Right. So, are you aware that if somebody does the restrictive endorsement, then that can void it, or they have the power to just say, nope, we don't have to accept it?
I'm not sure what you mean by restricted endorsement, what that language even means. Please don't use lingo.
All rights strictly unalienable without prejudice by the name.
You got 70% of my language and 30% you only added. So I don't know. Besides that, what else did you add to my form? You say you had my form, but you tell me right now you didn't. Because I don't use the same language you just read. So I don't know else you did change or added besides mine. But the bottom line of it is this. Even if you did what I did mostly, is that guaranteed to work every time, Karen? You're dealing with the brainwashed
human being. I think there's a misunderstanding. The misunderstanding is I've used your paperwork to clear this up. It hasn't been presented to the other side yet. But the 16 pages were attached. And the only question, again, is the W-4. So it's just the way I sign, that's it. And even if I put just the name and under duress, they would say, no extra language, that vitiates the form, deems it invalid. That's what they're saying.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I'm
guess
confident
what?
In your paperwork. What
I'm telling you is that I know what they're saying, but the thing is that you have a First Amendment right to object.
Right.
Okay, you're saying I'm going to do it, but I have a First Amendment right to object. I can call president a four-letter word, and that's okay. You can call whatever you want to a president, but you cannot object to the form that you feel you're being forced to fill out, undressed, it doesn't quite fit. You have to go to straitjackets. So I can explain that to them better than you can, and I'm more credible than you because they will not listen to you because you are employee. To them, you're just a dumb employee. That's the way people are. They don't listen to spouses, their parents, or their children. Anybody close to you, they don't listen to your employee. But a stranger, same thing as you, could be intelligent, could be someone really knowledgeable. That's how people are, Karen. So unless your attorney can talk as good as me and know this stuff like me, you're welcome to do it. You already paid the money. Fine, great. And then have them do that. He just explained stuff like I did. But there's nothing I can tell you that will guarantee that these people's brains will be changed. It's persuasion, and persuasion is not always a perfect science, is it?
Right. So, but you're not aware, though, whether they can deem that the form is, we're tossing it out because you keep putting this extra language. Just sign your name.
I am aware of
that. See, I saw that.
I am completely aware of that. I know about the case law box, okay? Even though our regulations say that you're not supposed to change anything, modify that thing, that IRS attitude about this, is unconstitutional because the U.S. tax court has said repeatedly that, you know what, as long as everything you say is, you know, correct, you can object any way you want to whatever you're doing with the IRS. You file a tax return, put the numbers all in there, and say, if the numbers are correct, I do not believe I owe this income tax. I think it doesn't apply to me, or whatever objection I've got, you can say it on there. And tax court says, that's right. You have a First Amendment right to object, but you filled out the form, all the spaces are properly filled out. So you asking me to look up those court cases and the regulations, give me on his freedom hour, which I don't have at my disposal, like that. I don't have it. I have it in my file. I can look it up. I can, at some point, give it to other guy's lawyer, your employer lawyer, to read it. But I don't have it on my head to give it to you right now like a computer. Understand?
You're right. Yep. Okay. But you're saying that if I put without the United States, I should not be putting that in the endorsement line? Because they have a problem with that. They just want me to sign the name.
Yeah, you need to say without me. Why is it, that's not my form. Why did you add, you see, why did you do that at all? Because,
nobody changed the form. It's a W-4 form, and it's the way I sign. I just put it in blue ink without the United States. By the name, all rights unalienable, without prejudice, and then they were giving me trouble about the penalty of perjury, so I wrote it in the signature.
Take that out. Take that out. It's not necessary. You just threw a grenade in their brains. What do I mean by without the United States? Without letting them know, United States does not mean the 50 states. It means outside of the District of Columbia.
Right.
But they didn't get that because you didn't explain it to them. So why throw something they don't understand? Stay away from lingo, folks. Stay away from lingo. You impress people because they think, oh, maybe I'm not as smart as her. I'm stupid because I don't get it. But no, the problem is the person who uses lingo. You should, if you're really smart, you make complex subject easy to understand. If you're lazy, use lingo. And you don't tell a person what the lingo means. And that's whoever gave you get that from, did that for you. They're just, oh, without the United States, because I'm so smart, that should work, because I know the United States does not mean the 50 states. And the employer's saying, what are you talking about? What do you mean, without the United States? What do you mean? You're from here, from one of the 50 states.
Yeah, but I just don't want to put myself in peril by not specifying who would do that, sign under penalty of perjury, when they know they're not a federal employee or in the jurisdiction of D.C. That's my point. So it's not trying to be smart. It's just to protect because the form is entrapment.
No, you added something to what I put in there, didn't you?
No. I didn't add anything.
You said without the United States. I don't sign. Wait. I do not have my instructions the word without the United States. Do I?
Well, no, your instructions don't tell one how to sign. It's just the W-4.
Exactly. But I do not. You added the words without the United States to my forms, my instructions, correct?
No, I put it next to my name as a part of my signature. I didn't change the form.
Again,
it's just how
again,
I sign.
But with what I do, I don't have that on there. You added that to signature, even though I don't tell you to add anything next to your signature. You did it on your own, correct?
Well, nobody would know how to sign the form then, Paymon, with all due respect. You should put an example by, or, you know, John Smith under duress or whatever, because the only thing anybody cares about
it
is the signature.
Hold on, Carrie, take a lot of time. Let me get to your point. I do have it. I do have this form saying I'm signing this form under duress, you know, because my employer, you know, the exact language is something a little different, but like, forcing me to fill out this form, otherwise they will not get paid. I say that in the plain language. It's there. There's no need for you to add this other stuff, Karen. Okay? I don't know what else you added in there. But I'm not saying that's a problem. The main problem is if an employer who is afraid, Karen.
Right.
You are a thinker. You're not a feeler. See, I'm a thinker like you, Karen. But you, Karen, most of all, not like half the people that are like you and me. A lot of people, their feelings control them more than their thinking. This employer is a feeler. He's afraid. So I cannot give you an answer to have someone not be in love or not be afraid. It takes time and patience to educate them repetitiously to lose that fear, that feeling that controls them.
Right.
You see? So that's why I don't have an answer for you. Bam, bam. I'm the kind of person like you. I think everybody should be logical, factual. It's right there, right? Wrong for people who are not logical and factual like you and me. And that's where you have trouble understanding. I learned that a lot of people are not logical and factual like you and me. So, and that's how they control people. With their feelings, with the fear they create, they control them. All right?
Right, right. Hey, I have one last question.
Sure.
It's been said, and I do have another notice that I did receive. Not on your website, but it does talk about W-4 being voluntary, and then it cites 26 CFR 31.3402P-1. Are you familiar with that? Because when I read it, okay, is
I'm
legit,
familiar, but now, people read that out of the context. They read out of context. And they, you know, that's something that I know that section, but it's a very long, complex section. I do not remember everything about it. But,
okay.
But what about it?
I'm just wondering, is the W-4 voluntary? Because to me, it's
W-4
kind of
form,
like,
let me explain to you, Karen. W-4 form does not apply to the people of the 50 states any more than
right.
A French, Japanese, or Egyptian form applies to one of the people of 50 states. And you could say it's voluntary, but it doesn't apply to you.
Right, exactly.
So, you know, you're filling out voluntarily, well, yeah, but then again, your employer put the gun to your head and says, I will not hire you, or I'll take 30% of your paycheck, way over too much, you know, if you don't fill out the form. And what choice do you have? It's by force, under duress. Duress is mean under pressure. And if someone forces you to do something you don't want to do. Right. That's how that works. Okay?
Okay.
I got other calls that I get to Karen. Any other quick question you got on?
Okay, very good.
Before I wrap.
Thank you. I appreciate your time.
You're most welcome. My pleasure.
Have
to help out.
Have a good night. Thank you.
Thank you, Karen. Good to hear from you. Thank you for calling. Folks, by the way, we're going to be October 28th. I'm going to be at Vero Beach with Stu Peters with a Stu Peters production, a great event in Vero Beach, Florida. Stu Peters himself will be there. I'll be there. So October 28th, the location will be announced. It's a free event. Yes, free event. So Sue Peters has on his website. In fact, I'm going to see if my assistant can put it on the page on the screen so you can see it as we speak. Register. I look forward to seeing you guys all in person in Vero Beach, Florida, October 28th. We have a call from area code 727. You're next, my friend. Tell me your first name, please, how you heard about us. And then your question, please. Call from America 727. You're live, my friend, with Freedom Law School. Please give me your first name. Are you there from America 727? Okay. I guess he's not there. He must have left his phone for a minute. He'll be back. We will go to the next caller we have waiting for us. And that is from area code 305. Call from area code 305, please give me your first name. I heard about us, and then your question, please.
Hello, dear Payman. This is Daisy. We spoke last week, and I heard from you through my son. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good. From Mike Adams, right?
No. My son from, well, we spoke about Puerto Rico last week a lot, and we spoke about being green card holders or how we go about that. I understand that you meet a lot of people and that it's maybe that you can't remember. I have another question for you, actually two. One question is that there is the marketplace for health insurance. And in order to participate in that, to get sort of affordable health insurance, it is necessary to prove that we filed the certain tax files. So how do we go about that, or what is your suggestion? I understand that you don't give suggestions for health insurance, but have you come across that issue that when you stop filing? How do we go about that?
Well, the so-called Affordable Care Act, which is not affordable, nor is really care. what they call Obamacare. I call it Obamacare because he's from Kenya. Is a fraud. And I did some research on it finally about a week ago, and it's a very long act. And I look for definitions. And so many of those definitions relate to the Internal Revenue Code, and it seems to be another deception, just like the income tax, that applies to people who declare themselves to be citizens and residents of District of Columbia and perhaps some U.S. territories, not the 50 states. So that's not written for you. They didn't tell you that, but that's how it is. Okay, if you seem to be, I'm not 100%. I'm like 99%+ sure. But I got to really sit down and do a lot more extensive research on that to give you a 100% answer and do a video on the topic for everybody to see for themselves.
Yes, please.
Having said that, let me tell you about this. Did you take the jab, Daisy, the corona jab?
No.
Why not? Why did they ignore the advice of the doctors who after high school they spent 12 to 16 years of post high school university education on health? How dare did you give yourself that you claim more than them about health? So the answer is pretty obvious. The medical system is corrupt.
I understand.
They're killing people with this thing. So why would you want to go to the same people who are killing you?
Well,
the medical system is corrupt.
I'm seeking for a solution. I'm healthy, and I plan on remaining healthy and living up to 126 years healthily. Nevertheless, there could be an accident, and I would like to be prepared for that. Not prepared, but I would like to be insured for that. How do I go about that? Because I don't
see
that.
You already got that. You already have it. What American people do not know, we already have in America a communist, socialist health care system. It's called the emergency room of any hospital in the United States. Anybody that walks in the emergency room of a hospital, including illegal aliens with no ID, no Satan surveillance number, they'll take in car accident, shooting by gang member, whatever. And they will bill the United States government. That's how it works. So you already have that. You just didn't know that. That's the case. And they don't even want you to know. They refuse to tell you how much the medical care costs because you don't pay for it anyways. They bill the United States government $1 million. Something that the cash, if you pay cash, would be $100,000. I know because that happened to somebody I know. Okay? With over $1 million bill.
What do you suggest?
So I say don't get it. I say go to westonaprice.org. WESTONAPrice.org. The website founded by people follow this dentist who by accident discovered the key to health. There are people who came across in the 1930s, had no diseases, no crooked teeth, no cavities, or no, almost none. He found 1,000 skulls improved with not even one cavity because the traditional foods were nutrient-rich that people did not get sick. The modern foods of commerce are garbage. Sugars, starches, grains. Cows are not fed grass, but fed genetically modified soy and corn. Chickens get hay and cages, the same thing. It is packaged. Donut fruits, donuts, pretzels, Cheetos, crackers. That is your poison. All the chemicals in our food, we're not packaged foods. You need to eat properly, okay, and you're going to regain your health. You put your money to better health and make better choices. That's all you got to do. And they'll take care of the emergency room. And that's something else. I do not support socialistic, communistic programs as a matter of principle, and I'd like to encourage everybody to do the same. We need to stop using and drinking from titty of the government. We need to stop being dependent on the titty of the criminal gang in D.C. Be independent of them. Do not pay them or take from them. I plan to take zero when I get to be 65 from the communist social security system. I didn't pay into it, except when I was very young and had minimum wage jobs, a few of those. I don't want anything from that system at all. And I don't need to. You can feel proud, Daisy, on your own 2 feet like a woman, and say, I don't need these guys. I'm not a baby to leave these government take care of me. You can take care of yourself. So go to westernenterprise.org, take a beginner's tour, learn about proper nutrition, change it in your diet, and then get away from the corrupt mainstream medicine. Okay? Get into natural health, nutrition, exercise, stretching, flexibility, mobility, good rest. And always try to keep your heart full of love and joy and smile and don't stress out. Get a full night's sleep as much as you can. You know, those are the basics. That's all you got to do. Not more drugs, not more surgery, not more chemotherapy, because that's all the medical doctors do, right?
100% agree with your pain, and 100% I'm on your page. 100.
Very good. Then you're free of this kind of system. Anything else I can help you with, Daisy?
Yes, something else. I wonder if there's somebody who paid last year, for last year, for 2022, less than $1,000 in taxes. That means that they have very little taxable income. And I wonder how can they join in an affordable way your law school in the meantime while they increase their income?
There's two ways. Number one, they do not need to join and give me any of their hard-earned money. They can keep it 100%. The first 5 steps on our website is free. And I want people to feed themselves, especially low-income people like your friend who can't afford it. You know, keep it for yourself. He needs it badly. Okay? Keep it 100%. They will leave you alone anyway. Folks, IRS will not put you in prison if you've done the petition to Congress, which shows up the law quoted and attached in his petitions that says, if I'm wrong, show me and I'll pay my fair share of taxes. That's right there. Your ticket to freedom, not going to prison ever. Number two, the IRS has left is leaving non-filers alone. They have suspended for right now permanently the automated computerized way they used to come after non-filers back in your 1980s, 90s, and 2000s. They stopped that completely in 2017. So even if you're a multimillionaire, okay, they stopped that. They're not coming after you. So let him keep his money. Now, if he says, on the other hand, I want to earn extra income because I need a way to make extra income, I don't have one, your friend has a great solution. Join the minimum of $2,000. Start with a $500 minimum payment. Refer other people. And 50% of the people that he refers or she refers will be their reward for telling others about how they can get together with us and restore freedom in America. If that person membership is 2,000, they get 1,000. If that person membership is 10,000, they get half of that, 5,000. If their membership is 100,000, they get half of that, $50,000. So your friend has a question. Do they feel like you want to talk to people? They can do that. Yeah. So either way, they got a triggered option, but I want the person to win and come out ahead. And those are the two best options I can think for them. All right, Daisy?
Okay, very good. I have one last question, please. When somebody is filing for residency here in the U.S., because they have lived here for a few months or maybe a year, and they're now transitioning from visitor or from however they've been here into legal resident green card holder, the immigration is requesting tax papers. Are you aware how to go around that when they join your law school?
Is asking tax papers of who for what purpose?
For the purpose of gaining permanent residency in the U.S.
No, they don't do that.
Immigration.
They do that. No, they do that when you want to sponsor somebody else to to become a permanent resident with the green card. They want you to show them tax returns to show you have sufficient income that you will support that person in case, you know, can I get a good job or something? They will be dependent on you, not the government. And for that, all you got to do, get another friend or relative to be a co-sponsor. That's it. Someone who files a tax return, have them apply with you, and they have a tax return, and that'll be fine.
Thank you very much, Payman. I truly appreciate all you do for us.
You're welcome. My pleasure.
Talk soon.
Talk to you soon again. Bye-bye. We have a call from Miracle 719. You're next, my friend. We're going to come back to the call from Miracle 727 who went to sleep. But right now, Miracle 719 caller, you're live. Give me your first name. You heard about us. And then your question, please.
My name is Jose Cos.
And how did you hear about us?
I talked to you before, I think a year or 2 years ago.
Okay. And how did you hear about us before that?
Internet and YouTube.
Very good. All right. And how may I help you, Jose?
Well, thank you for taking my call. I haven't filed in a long time, and for some reason, the IRS sent me a letter that I owe them some money. And for my bank gave them my information of what I made. Okay? And the letter said you owe a proposed amount due for $47,000 interest and then a penalty. But I don't know how they got my information if I didn't file.
They probably, I'm guessing, because your employer or a third party that paid you sent the IRS a fraudulent W-2 form or 1099 form that legally does not apply to you. Based upon that information, they made a case against you and came up with these numbers against you. That's my guess, without having seen the paperwork.
Actually,
I need to see paperwork to be sure.
I do have a credit card account, and I have a business, and they used the credit card statement from 2021 that you made about $100,000, but you owe us with penalty, $35,000 plus penalty and interest. It comes out to $47,000, but it's in your 1040. It says we haven't received a response to our previous notice about your 2021 from the 1040 notice, and which I never filed. I haven't filed in a long time. Why is my bank telling information to IRS?
I do not know, Jose. That's why you need to send your paper to me, up to 10 pages, as free of charge. We need to review all this paper you're referring to. And I can tell you, again, you start calling the doctor. I got knee pain, back pain, shoulder pain. Doctor, tell me on the phone how to solve it. What would the doctor tell you? Come on in for a visit. Let me examine you. Your back, your neck, your knee. Ask some questions. Do some tests. Without that, he can't give you an answer on the phone. Can he? And neither can I.
Right.
Okay?
All
you guys, remember, up to 10 pages of paperwork. You call that paperwork, folks. You got to give me that paperwork. You handicap me when can I see the whole letter in front of me to see what it's all about. And I can rely on your representation of it. What you represent may be incorrect or incomplete. So I got to have the paperwork so I can give you a correct answer for you. Okay, Jose?
And then it says prepare mine due by November 1st. So I don't know what to do when they tell me that.
Send it to me. Call again next week. All right. Look, I'm here every week. I love to help you, Jose. Love to help every one of you. But I got to see the paperwork you're referring to see what is that letter. Because that language could be part of different letters of the IRS. Depending on which letter of the IRS that language is in, sometimes it's important. Sometimes it's not. So I got to see papers before I can give you a better, exact, precise, correct answer. Okay, Jose?
Okay. I appreciate that. So I just send it in to the, your address at your business?
You could go to our website, okay? Contact us there, is there on that page. Or you need help, it's on the top of our website. You know, you could go there and do that. Or you could send it to questions at freedomlawschool.org. Scan it, send it to questions at freedomlawschool.org, and put on the cover page. This is for the next Thursday night, Freedom Hour. I will call, and you better call the next Thursday day. Make sure we have it. Make sure this print it out. Give it to me on my table. So when you call again, I can look at the paperwork and answer. Don't assume I'll get it, because I don't. It needs to be processed. So just to make sure, call and make sure it's here, and I'll do that. You can fax it also if you want, or U.S. mail, whatever is easier for you. I'll be happy to go over that for you next week.
Well, I appreciate
okay?
that, my friend. Thank you.
You're welcome. My pleasure, Jose. All right. We don't have no more calls right now. It looks like on the list. I'm going to give the number out one more time for you to call. Area code 657-383-1755. You press 1 on your telephone keypad. That will let me know you have a question, and I will take your questions one person at a time. The number again is 657-383-1755, and then you push 1 on your telephone keypad, and I will take your question next. We have a call from area code 727. Looks like he's back. Hello, my friend. Give me your first name, how you heard about Freedom Law School, and then your question, please. Hello, are you there? From area code 727. Speak up, please. I do not hear you. Okay. Looks like he's not there. The call from area code 727 is still not there for some reason. So I'm going to open up the – by the way, if you are anywhere and you want to come and meet me in person and meet a lot of great speakers, I am at the Reawaken America event of Clay Clark in the Miami area. It's at the Trump Doral, D-O-O-R-A-L. Very affordable for everybody to get there, a lot of great speakers, a lot of great vendors, feed them on the people. Come down, Reawaken America Tour. And you look them up, and folks, and it'd be great to meet you, any of you in person, and answer questions in person as well. So one more time, I'm going to give out the number for anybody who has questions. 657-383-1755. Press 1 on your telephone keypad, and I will take your question next. Okay? Looks like we have someone from Oracle 518 down with a question, all right? Call from Miracle 518. You are next, my friend. Please give me your first name, how you heard about us, and then your question, please.
Paymon, this is Ron. I heard about you from, well, I saw you online looking up Irwin Schiff, and an old friend of yours, Christopher.
Ah, Christopher from California?
No, Christopher Gronsky.
Oh, yes. Very good. All right. Well, what's
good.
Going on, my friend? How can I help you?
Well, yeah, I appreciate your time, and I've, you know, consumed a bunch of your videos. You're just outstanding. I appreciate how you just keep hammering the basics and the fundamentals, and that's how we get excellent at being more free, is hammering the basics. So thanks for doing that, all these, you know, hundreds and hundreds of videos. So first I'll start there. And my question is, I stopped paying at the – I've had an LLC, you know, with an EIN and or a TIN. I don't know the difference, but I've had an LLC, and for tax purposes, my accountant just, you know, interchangeably used my social, and I use my social. Okay, that's fine. I stopped paying after the third quarter in 21. I decided not to sign the confession form or go on any further, and I've gotten all sorts of letters, like with the child tax credit and all that stuff. I sent them back all the letters, sent it back saying, no, thank you, I'm all set, don't qualify for this. Sent them back all their money, and about a week ago I received a letter from the IRS saying, hey, you know, you forgot to file a 1040 with us, giving us your final numbers. And of course, they wanted a response back by the 9th of, right away. They wanted it by the 9th of this month. And I decided, before I respond or just ignore it and get unconscious around it, I thought I'd run it by you and hear your thoughts.
Well, again, I need to see those letters that you got to have a more complete context. Again, hold on. But I can tell a little bit by the language that you use that's supposed to be what the IRS send you to give you hopefully a halfway correct answer. So you told me you have a LLC with numbers, and you stopped filing in 2021, correct?
Yep, correct.
For you or the LLC or both?
They were interchangeable. I mean, so it was both. I mean, it was only one filing, and it came through. It went through together. So,
okay, that's fine. So yeah, because it was that side. Single member LLC. You're the owner. Yeah. That's why your accountant used either your number or the TIN number. So I'm not sure why they would ask about that. That it suggests to me that you may have made a. Estimated payments or something like that, and their numbers
sorry,
don't match.
Yes, exactly. First and second quarter estimated payments, and I did not make a third, fourth, or a final one in April.
Yeah. That's fine. Yeah. It just automated phishing letter. That's all it is. The computer said, oh, you sent nothing later on. Gee, what happened? Here's a letter. And they do that because normally everybody assumes that somebody noticed you, Ron, not sending them third and fourth quarter money. So you think, somebody will saw me. Oh, David saw me. Or Steve saw me. They're going to get Robert or Joe.
They're going to get mad at me.
They're going to get mad at me. Oh, right. They noticed me. But isn't that a dumb computer? It's a stupid computer. And it uses language meant to scare you. That's all it is. Just ignore
right.
it. Yeah.
Great. Great. I figured you would say as much, and I appreciate just hearing it from you, but I assumed as much. I mean, they're, you know, for what it's worth, Christopher and others have, you know, my friends who have been down this road longer than me have said, yeah, this is it. And there is that sense like we're doing something wrong. And you were talking to that gal not long before me, and you were, you know, talking about the communist nonsense medical system. Well, it surrounds us obviously everywhere, but there is a sense of fear that can run through all of us or any of us at any given time that we're doing something wrong. We're being bad boys. But I appreciate your counsel that there isn't a guy, Steve or Bob at the IRS, who's now going to really give it to you big time, and now you're really in trouble. And so get on living freely. And in my case, as a man who's busy living his life rather than running around in fear. So I really appreciate your thoughts.
You're welcome. You know, that's what I'm hoping to people get from all this is really, folks, it's about really empowering you. You know, there's a saying a famous saying that says, seek the truth and the truth shall set you free. Well, there's one before that says that my people suffer for lack of knowledge or they perish for lack of knowledge. You do. People suffer because they kept us ignorant. We have a communist government school system, okay, you know, that they don't answer to you, the bureaucrats at local public schools anymore. They used to wait 100 years ago, but not anymore. So you send your kids that they brainwash us as ignorant people. We go to college, they're even more communist. And if we don't know what to do, we're afraid.
Yep.
So the solution is education, and you can, folks, regain your power, regain your confidence, and know that you are really a free man or woman. If you get that understanding, and that understanding comes when you take the time on your drive to and from work and shopping and other errands, you put your smartphone in your car and let it play. Listen to our videos, drive safely, let it play again and again and again. Folks, that as a young man, I was 20 years old. And in my car, I played Success Motivation audio tapes, power negotiating in sales and whatever, because I want to be successful in life.
Yeah.
I didn't have time to do it in regularly, so I listened to books on audio to put more in my brain. Folks, unless you choose to put more in your brain, you're going to be afraid and ignorant, and you're going to be having these problems. Once you listen to the car a couple of three times, At home, you can, when you're having dinner or lunch, have your smartphone, iPad, or laptop, whatever, and watch it. It's, oh, there it is. Hey, I'm not making up what he says. It's right there from government's own websites. Okay, and then you get your confidence. You can be free, and then you can love somebody else you know, your family members, your friends, and share this information and knowing that they are going to be afraid because they've been deceived. They've been brainwashed with fear. And you have to be lovingly, patiently, give them the information and follow up with them. Follow up with them love, in a loving way. Text it to them. Encourage them to listen to it in their car when they go to and from work. And then one of these days, they will listen to the first 9-minute video on our website about the law. And from there, it's going to be downhill. All right? Ron, thank you for that great question, my friend. Is that it? Are you good? Any other question you want to ask of me?
You know, I just want to offer one thing, if I can, very bottom line. I won't keep you or your listeners. But, again, I wanted to thank you. And, you know, I've been really encouraged recently reading Henry David Thoreau's On the Duty of Civil Disobedience. And he's got a line in there. I mean, the whole essay is incredible, but he talks about cast your whole vote, not merely a slip of paper, meaning, you know, like, you know, we click off and vote for Trump or vote for this one or that one. It's all nonsense. If you want to be a free man or woman, live free. And thank you again, because what you're teaching, what you're doing, what you're hammering home is saying, go live and be free. Cast more than a slip of paper. Be the vote and go out and live like a free man or woman. So, brother, I just can't tell you how much I appreciate it. And outside of that, I won't keep you from finishing your night.
Thank you, Ron. I appreciate your support. And, Ron, join the Restore Freedom Plan, brother. We need people like you, intelligent people like you, small business owners like you. You are the core of the freedom movement. The core of the freedom movement is not the Walmart and McDonald's workers. Okay? They don't call. They need this more than you do. They're poor. They're young. They're ignorant. Unfortunately, that's what it's put at McDonald's. You rose above all that because of your hard work, your intelligence and perseverance, organization and skills. Okay? Small business owners like you, you are the backbone of this freedom movement. So join hands with people like yourself, Ron. Okay? And the biggest vote you can get, folks, is with your money. You don't give your money to the criminals. You keep your money for yourself and your family. And you want to go a step above that? You want the privilege of lifetime guarantee. The IRS will not be able to put you in jail or take your stuff. Then contribute, take part in restoring freedom in America like the founding fathers did. Washington, Jefferson, those guys, that's what they did. And folks, you're going to feel great about yourself, what you're about, and breathe free with confidence. So thank you, Ron. We have another caller. Now, from area code 828, caller, give me your first name, how you heard about us, and then your question, please.
Hey, Payman, this is Jim in North Carolina. Hi.
And how did you hear about us?
YouTube.
The old YouTube channel that got shut down on the new one.
We don't have censorship in this land of the free, do we?
Yeah, you're probably the old one, right? And they shut us down about it a year ago because we were reaching too many people and waking them up, you know. And they it's the old one. Okay, very good. All right, my friend, how can I help you, Jim?
What was I talked to you about this quite some time ago. And I really haven't done it. It's really my fault in a way. My son is 20. He'll be 23 this month. Doesn't have a birth certificate, and unfortunately, we didn't have his birth recorded in the Bible when he was born. He was born, at home with a midwife. I tried to contact the midwife. She doesn't. She's in her 80s now. She doesn't want to fool around. You know. With a testament of birth or signing it or anything like that. So what do I do?
All right. That's a unique situation, Jim. And what you want to do is you want to gather any school. Did you homeschool them or did you go to public school?
Homeschool.
Homeschool, okay, all right.
No, I don't. Gathering. We wouldn't put him in the public cesspool system.
Now, I got you. Good for you. I'm proud of you for doing that, brother, for educating him at home. So what you want to do is gather his pictures from birth, baby, all throughout ages, so it shows his growth.
Mm-hmm.
Gather his pictures, you know, with you and your wife. Gather
mm-hmm.
testimonies of people under oath that declare that he's born here from the people. And with all that, go to the county, and they say, okay, you get all these people that say that you were born here. They knew you from way back then. Okay, they're saying under oath. And they have all these pictures shows that you are that 22-year-old guy is the same newborn. It's not 1-year-old, 2-year-old, 4-year-old, 6-year-old, 10-year-old, you know, the same grown here. And that should work 98% of the time. If not, you have to file a petition with the court, your local court, and ask the judge
mm-hmm.
to do that. Judge, this is my son. Doesn't have that birth certificate. And here's all this evidence that he was born. He's American born here. Me and my wife, we swear to it under oath. And the grandma, aunt, uncle, everybody says that. You know, it is. He's all pictures, evidence. And the judge will look at all the evidence and say, yep, you're right. You guys are the people that, do the birth certificate in the county, whatever they call them. Is there a reason why you should not issue this birth certificate? And they say, I can't think of any. Then issue it. You file a writ of mandamus or petition to have them to do this thing. I don't know exact procedures in your state, but either
mm-hmm.
petition the court to have them declare him to be a citizen of North Carolina, okay? And with that, you can go to county, and they'll give a birth certificate or writ of mandamus. But those are procedures you have to follow them. Okay.
Is this going to be a certificate of live birth or just a birth certificate?
It doesn't really make no difference. Too many patients try to make distinguish things that it makes no difference in practice.
Well, one reason this happened is I've known for a long time that birth certificates are were monetized at birth and with the
no,
birth
they're not.
Bonds
they're
and,
not. Let's stop you right there. Sorry to interrupt you. Right, let me stop you right there. That, Jim, is one of the baseless legal theories out there that somehow the U.S. Department of Commerce paid the counties money, obtained the birth certificate of people there, and then they monetized it based upon your labor. They captured to your birth certificate. Now they put your name in all capital letters, which is not you. It's a corporate debt fictional entity. They monetize it, and with that, they make money out of thin air and linear dial. That's how they do that, and on and on. You heard about that kind of stuff, Jim?
Absolutely. Yep.
Utter garbage. Until I see a pig that flies or chicken that gives milk, I will not believe it anymore than I believe this nonsense, because I've not seen one person show me any documentation to prove that. Don't believe things, folks, unless it can be proven. That's why on our website I say, look, when I tell you, you don't have to file income tax unless you are a citizen or resident
right.
of Washington, D.C., or federal worker or contractor, it's all backed up from U.S. government official legal websites, IRS, U.S. Treasury Department, U.S. House of Representatives, and U.S. Supreme Court. So when people say stuff, you say, fine, I believe it. Prove it to me first. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
That's why they get away calling us conspiracy theories, because this is a conspiracy theory. The stuff Fidel Mosca talks about is conspiracy fact. 9/11 was an inside job, not by Arab terrorists. That's a fact. John F. Kennedy was not killed by Oswald. That's a conspiracy.
That's right.
Demand proof. Okay?
Yeah, I have a friend, he's deceased now, but he married us. He's an ordained pastor, was, and he went before Judge Mache in Denver in the federal court system there. And Judge Mache is the one that convicted the puppet that supposedly killed JFK. You just mentioned his name, and I already forgot it.
Oswald.
Oswald, right.
Uh-huh.
So he was from Alabama, and then he moved to Colorado, and he went before Judge Mache over non-payment of taxes, and I wasn't there, but I have this paperwork, and my gosh, this guy, he knew the Constitution, he knew his rights, and they had the IRS, the persecuting party was the IRS, and he presented such a strong case that the judge sided with him in front of the IRS, and he had to find him something, so he fined him $100 and dismissed the case. The IRS was boiling in that courtroom, he told me. He said they were so mad that they didn't get a conviction.
Was it a criminal case or a civil case? Hold up. See, right there, you just, I can tell you the guy gave you bad information. Right there. Why? Because you use the word conviction. See, conviction is only criminal cases. In criminal cases, there's a jury. Well, you just said that the judge did that. Therefore, there was no criminal case, no jury. This was a civil case. There was no conviction, as he obviously wrongfully told you. See, people take them out of context. They screw it up because they don't understand it. So I've seen stuff like that. I know the guy who went before a federal court, and a judge said that, hey, I know 16th Amendment of the Constitution wasn't ratified, but, you know, no court's going to rule that way. You know, I've heard about stuff like that too, and it's fine. But, you know, but 16th Amendment actually is irrelevant to the whole issue of income tax. What they did is they knew they had power to tax citizens and residents of Washington, D.C., U.S. territories, and federal government workers and contractors. So wrote the law back in 1913 to apply only to those people. And since then, they took out all the territories of the United States and is still taxing D.C. citizens and residents, federal workers and contractors, and they just keep us ignorant. All this stuff that I thought all those decades were not applicable. So anyhow, Jim, anything else I can help you with, brother, before I go next callers?
Yeah, just real quick, repeat your term for the SS.
Satan surveillance number or slave surveillance number or socialist slave number. Pick your pick.
Thanks,
you know, you think it's accident, Jim? You think it's accident? Did they do this stuff? IRS, they changed that Internal Revenue Bureau. They changed it to Internal Revenue Service. What kind of service is that when they steal your money? That's not service. That's like the mafia that is giving you service. But isn't that interesting? That rhymes with Israeli Satan.
Yeah, it depends on how you define service, I guess, payment.
Yeah. Well, it's just like gender-affirming care. I'm all for life-saving gender-affirming care in the original sense, not them calling chemical and physical mutilation and castration gender-affirming care. You know, I get away with lying and deception all the time. Yeah. All right, brother.
Oh, thank you, brother. God bless.
You're welcome, Jim. God bless you.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for calling, Jim. Bye-bye. All right, folks, one more time, I'll give the number out. If you have a question, folks, I am here for you. The number is 657-383-1755. And your telephone keypad, press 1 if you have a question. 657-383-1755, press 1 if you have a question. And remember, folks, not only October 20th, I'll be at Vero Beach with Stu Peters in Florida. It's a free event. You got to come there. It's on Stu Peters' website. Okay? But also, we're going to have our big annual Restore Freedom Rally, February 2nd through 5th in Orlando, Florida, which Stu Peters is co-producing with Freedom Law School. Plan to be there with your friends, family workers, children, grandchildren, nieces, nephews, folks. That's how we got to take back America, our future. We're bringing the youngsters to meet other Freedom youngsters at these events. Have them watch a few speakers here and there. Hang around. Have fun. They talk to vendors. And they're going to be raised with freedom in their hearts because they're around this, folks, okay? So please bring your children to these events. And grandchildren, if you're a grandparent, okay? Mark those dates on your calendar. And I look forward to seeing and meeting every one of you in person. So I give you all my love. Wish you all a great evening. I'll be back next Thursday night. Good evening.